Welcome back to Off Topic with Caitlin
and Linnea. And today we have a very special guest. It's my sister Jocelyn, and she is going to be talking about her testimony and how God has changed her life. And we just thought it'd be fun to share that with you guys. All right, let's get off topic. All right, guys, as we said in the intro, today we have my sister Jocelyn. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yay! And today we were kind of thinking that it'd be fun to have a special guest, and we keep talking about it in like all of our other episodes. So I thought it'd be fun just to have her come on and kind of share her testimony with us and with you guys so that you can get to know who she is.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Jocelyn?
So I'm Jocelyn. I am currently a social media and marketing specialist with a local nonprofit in Manistee. I love working with youth and community, and that's just a really big part of who I am and my story. I love photography, and I really love hiking, getting out into nature. I have a little side photography page on Instagram called Jocelyn White
Shameless
Photos.
Shameless plug.
We'll put it in the bio down below.
I was hoping you were going to do that. I was going to say follow it.
Yes. But yeah, that's
literally we can't speak. That's good. It's awesome to share some of who you are with other people. I think like a good first question to start with is kind of like starting off with your testimony of when were you saved and what made you want to accept Christ into your heart?
That's a good question. So I was raised in a Christian family, and so just having a family who was involved in ministry from such a young age and just kind of being surrounded by that was such a blessing. Yeah, I think I accepted Christ when I was around 7 years old. I could be wrong, but I was later baptized when I was 13, and I later recommitted my life to Christ during that time as well. And throughout my teenage years, I kind of had a period of and just kind of figuring out my faith for myself. And I was able to kind of experience that and be influenced by some really, by some great Christian leaders who I had at my local youth group at the time that I was going to. And they really helped to shape who I am during that time and really helped to encourage me with my walk with Christ. Kind of moving into my college years was a little bit of a different story. It was definitely, especially my first, throughout my freshman and sophomore years of college, I would kind of consider it my trial time in my faith. I really kind of had a time where I kind of, I don't know, I didn't prioritize my walk with Christ that much, and I was kind of facing the okay, is your faith your own or is your faith your parents? Or is this something that you really want for yourself? And kind of figuring out what that looks like. And during that time, I was also just kind of going through a lot of stress and along with things that happen in college, just some depression and anxiety and things that also influence that. And so kind of working through that.
And it was like your first time, like you moved away. You were like the first kid in our family to move away from home, living in your own apartment with people.
Not until my senior year.
Oh, wait. Yeah, right.
Yeah. My freshman and sophomore years, I went to West Shore Community College and was still living at home and kind of figuring that out. And then when I transferred.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, and it's like it's a little bit different because you guys both grew up homeschooled. So how did that transition of going from homeschool to like a public community college like? How did that go? Because it's different for me because I've been in public schools my whole life, so I don't know what that how different that seems to be.
It's culture shock.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it was definitely the first couple weeks were definitely like a struggle and just trying to get used to like having a heavy course load because I was taking like think 16 to 18 credits my first couple semesters.
Wow. Couldn't be me.
No.
That's why I dropped
out. You took two classes a semester.
Hey. Yeah. Everybody goes at their own pace, Caitlin.
If you care about your mental health, maybe don't do that.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I was talking to Zoe. She's taking like 18, 19 credits right now.
And yeah. That's like one of my friends,
insane.
Too.
Yeah.
But anywho.
But yeah, it was definitely hard to kind of transition into that at first and kind of get used to the course load.
Do you think that was kind of like played a factor in like the trial and your relationship with God and everything like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say it's kind of sad, but throughout my freshman to junior year specifically, I was pretty much just living for school. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of all that I had going for me during that time. And so not really being connected in a community at all, and just like working on school all the time from like 7 a.m. until like 1 a.m. or so at night, and always doing homework and working on assignments, going to classes and stuff like that, and not really having an outlet outside of that, or time to like not really having a place to go outside of that, was definitely really challenging.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, and it's so hard because people put so much pressure on schooling and stuff like that, and they make it seem like you have to be perfect at every single thing you do. So, like, especially going from, like, being homeschooled where you're being taught by your parents and then going and being taught by other people, and you have so many people around you and, you know, the pressure of doing as well as them, if mm-hmm. not better. And, like, I mean, so there's, like, that too. So it's, like, they make it seem like it's a make or break type of thing. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do super well, like, I think the world tends to, like, try and make us, like, seem like that's our identity. Any of our failures and the things that we do, and if we don't succeed perfectly, like, you know, so, like, I mean, especially if at that point, like, not having your own relationship with Christ and stuff like that can definitely be hard, and, like, you're navigating it more on your own you're not having your parents there every single day to talk to you while you're in school. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, it's probably a little bit different with that, too.
I will say with homeschooling, it definitely is more of work to get it, like, perfection, I would say. Not, like, perfection, mm-hmm. but, like, we worked until we understood it fully. So it's, like, mm-hmm. you're working for understanding rather than working to finish an assignment.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think I struggled with the idea of performance and, like, striving for excellence throughout all of that as well, just because that's something that was ingrained into both of us throughout our homeschooling as well. And not that that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's good to have those standards to an extent, but I think
sometimes we take it farther than it has to be.
Yeah.
No. But so, like, you said your freshman and, like, junior year. So did things change after your senior year? What happened there?
So my junior year was when I transferred to Ferris, and unfortunately that was also during,
like, COVID time.
And so that whole year I was still living at home. I had initially planned on moving to campus and mm-hmm. having a roommate and getting involved with, like, a campus group out there. But that all just kind of fell through when COVID kind of hit Michigan and all the restrictions came in. But my senior year, I was actually able to move to Big Rapids and get an apartment with a friend. And I got connected with a ministry there called Real Life Campus Ministries.
Whoop, whoop.
And
it's fun
shout out
there.
To them. that's kind of where I was able to get connected to just a really strong body of believers who really helped to shape where I'm at today. And they've really encouraged me in my walk with Christ. I was able to get connected with just some really amazing Christian mentors who I'm still connected with and have deep friendships with, and I'm just so, so thankful for them and mm-hmm. all the friends that I still have there. But it wasn't really until then when I started going to Real Life that I kind of started taking steps to go outside of my comfort zone, started meeting people, mm-hmm. I started making time for those relationships, friend outings, stuff like that. And so it wasn't just school. I mean, there was still school, but
yeah,
I had something to look forward to that now after that.
Yeah, I feel like especially in college, nobody really talks about how lonely it can be.
Even well, not like, only that, but like community college, because it's typically a 2-year school. And so, like, I mean, I was talking about this with Brennan's mom the other day, and it's like we don't have, I mean, you went to West Shore for the first 2 years, and so, like, being at community college, you have barely maybe half the amount of opportunities that you do at, like, a university and stuff like that. I mean, like, all of the programs at our, at my school is very general. We don't have a lot of, like, classes specifically. I know they tried to start some sort of, like, young adults group for Christians, and it just didn't really take off a lot because they didn't get the right people. And it's hard because you got those people going in for, like, a year or two, and then they're out and they're gone. And it's, like, you know, and I know that they try to do stuff, but it's definitely, like, you have so much, so many less opportunities to meet people, especially because they're probably people, at least for me, it's people that I grew up around, and I'm like, yeah, I know you, I know you, I know you. And it doesn't give you a whole lot of opportunity to go and make new friends or, you know, create those communities. And not only that, but because the people are leaving so quickly, too, and most of them aren't going to go to, you know, right down the road to a different university or something like that. A lot of them go to community college because it's cheaper or through scholarships or something just to get, like, those your first, like, gen eds and stuff like that, and then transfer to who knows where, out of state, you know, halfway across the state, you never know. And so it's, like, making good, strong connections at a community college is, like, something that's so difficult, and I feel like people don't talk about that a lot because you don't really think about it. And
right, because a lot of times, like, so many of my friends, even in high school, is, like, you just they knew what they wanted to do. They went to a big school. And then, like, I stayed behind. I haven't been in college for a year now. And, like, I see all my friends going to college, and I think it's great for them. But for me, like, even what you're talking about is, like, kind of, like, during COVID time, that's when I was just entering college. So you were going into your junior year. I was going into my freshman year right out of, like, the whole COVID stuff. Everything was online, and I also, like, both of us were...
that's even more isolating.
Right, too. And we both struggled with that isolation and feeling of, like, loneliness, and kind of, like, I was very... I've never really struggled with depression personally, but I would say college, like, the first whole year, I was so depressed, and I struggled with feeling kind of just worthless, and, like, all I had to do was school. And then sometimes I would come and serve in ministry and youth group, but I didn't really have any joy in that. So with your groups in Big Rapids and your friends that you have out there, how would you say, like, how would you say your personality, not personality, blah, 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 how would you say you've, like, personally seen growth in your life from the relationships that you've built through real life?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I've learned from going to real life is that, especially, like, the importance of not doing life by yourself. Like, being connected with other people and other believers specifically who can encourage you, help hold you accountable for different areas of struggles or just other areas in your life that you need accountability for.
Or even having, like, just, friendship.
Yeah, friendship, fellowship, and just being built up in Christian community. And it wasn't really until I started going to real life that I got to experience what that was like, because I think it's definitely different just living back home in Ludington.
Which is a small town.
Which is a very small town. There aren't many people my age. There isn't much of a 20s demographic that I've been able to connect with.
It's mostly cute old people who come here in the summers.
Well, and it's like, I mean, obviously, like, even kids your age after that, after a certain point, they want to get out of small town. Yeah. They leave. And so it's like, I mean, that happened with me. All of my friends from high school, like, left, and they went to Grand Rapids or other schools and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, I go in MCC and I'm here all by myself. So it's like, it's not only that, it's like the pond is getting smaller than it already was. It just keeps shrinking.
Yeah.
Which is, like, so weird. And I feel like it's also so hard to get out of small towns, too. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, you don't have much opportunity here. Mm-hmm. And so it's not helping you to push yourself and get you to the point where you feel comfortable enough to leave mm-hmm. and go to a bigger city where, like, cost of living is higher and, yeah. like, things are different. I mean, like, Linnea and I have talked about that a ton. Like, it's mm-hmm. It's so difficult. And it's, like, you're already in, like, a lower cost of living area, so you're making so little. Mm-hmm. And so, like...
That is so true.
And so, like, you don't have that money. All of your money goes to all of your bills and all these things like right. that. And so, I mean, even just that, it's so, you know, you've got all these people who have those opportunities or maybe not just opportunities, but, like, feel more comfortable leaving home mm-hmm. where, like, some people don't. Some people don't feel comfortable leaving home. And so.
And that's okay, too. Like, yeah. It's okay to stay at home and kind of figure out what you're doing. And I think, like, what we were talking about earlier is there's so much pressure, especially in, like, young adults, to figure out what we're doing.
That we need,
like,
to go to a ginormous university mm-hmm. and go do all of these things.
Get a big degree, make a lot of money.
I think that's so true because at least, like, going to community college for me, like, it felt like so not, like, mm-hmm. almost shameful in a way, but maybe not, like, super, like, directed. Like, it made right. me feel like...
Oh, you go lesser to community than. College.
Yeah, like almost like you were, like, super poor or something like that. I don't know how to explain it other than
yeah,
that.
Like, I
it just makes
that.
You feel like you're at, like, the bottom of the barrel, and you're like, okay, well, joke's on you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm saving money.
So then when you did go to Ferris, like, what was that change for you when you were actually on campus? Like, how
yeah,
did it feel
how did going from,
in?
Like, community college mm-hmm. to, like, a bigger D2 university?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was definitely... it definitely took some time for me to get used to the shift of just being at a larger university mm-hmm. and a larger town compared to Ludington and being surrounded by so many people my age.
Yeah.
And being, yeah, just in close proximity to so many different people, different demographics, and being exposed to different cultures and all that stuff, which is amazing. During that time when I was on campus, I was still very introverted, and mm-hmm. I kind of struggled with putting myself out there. And so at first had a hard time trying to do things by myself or going to real-life events by myself.
Yeah.
But I thankfully was able to, like, the first day of classes, I think, I met a girl who I'm still friends with, Megan, who I met at, I think, one of my speech classes.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to talking before class, and we were both looking at each other's Instagrams, and she saw that I followed Real Life, and she's like, oh, you follow Real Life. And she invited me to the first community group meeting of the semester, which actually happened to be later that evening. And so we both went together. Aww. And... yeah, we're still friends since we've both graduated and mm-hmm. are still doing different things. But I started going with her to community group, and I later got connected to some of my other friends, like Kayla Loveberry,
mm-hmm.
who is
love her.
My mentor, and I just love her so much.
Shout out to Kayla.
Shout out Kayla.
They're really sweet. The Loveberries. Jocelyn's actually mm-hmm. like invited me to some of these real life groups, and I've been able to go and meet some people.
Mm-hmm.
And even for me, like, it's so weird getting back into the mindset of, like, oh, these are college age kids, not just, like, people my age. Like, they're actually mm-hmm. doing school.
I mean, not all of them actually are college students.
Oh, right. Well,
and I think that's the cool part because mm-hmm. I go to the Well, which is also a young life type of thing
mm-hmm.
or a young adult type of thing for Christians. And, like, we have people that are not in college mm-hmm. or, you know, sometimes even like 40-year-old people still come and sit in. I mean, it's a public thing, so, like, you're allowed to. And I think that's so cool because, like, you get to have those conversations mm-hmm. with different age peoples and different
seasons of life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so I think that's cool that you're still able to go to that, even though, like, or just people who, like, aren't in school. Like, you have, you know, maybe there's even people who, like, just graduated high school and straight up decided, like, I'm not going to go down that path. But they mm-hmm. still have the opportunity to get that direct, like, communication between people. And it's, I mean, I've talked to Brennan about, like, we go to a church sometimes in Grand Rapids called,
Isn't it Crossroads?
Yeah. We go to one that's called Crossroads, mm-hmm. and it's a ginormous church. They have mm-hmm. two services, and both services every single time are almost packed because, like, they're just full of college-age students a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But, like, because it's so big, like, mm-hmm. you don't have such... It's hard, and it's like creating a small community mm-hmm. makes it so much more difficult. I mean, like, one lady came up one of the Sundays and was like talking about how, like, she was kind of like didn't really want to get into the church at first because, like, she felt like no matter if she showed up to church or not, people wouldn't notice because mm-hmm. you know, it's so big. And so, like, being able to have that opportunity where you can connect with a smaller group of people that are more like your age mm-hmm. and are understanding, either you understand where they're at right now, or, like, even some people are who are a little bit older than you in a different stage of life, or even people who are in the same exact stage of life with you. So it's like, I think that that's super cool. And I mean, I know that The Well does this, and I follow Real Life too. And, like, you guys are able to go out and do a lot of different activities. Mm-hmm. It's not just...
It's not just, like, sit around a circle and read the Bible together.
Yeah. And so, like... So, like, how do you think that it's, like, helping you now? Because, I mean, mm-hmm. you kind of talked about how it, when you were in, like, your junior and senior year, mm-hmm. and it, like, helped you kind of, like, get out of your shell a little bit and be mm-hmm. a little bit less introverted. Like, mm-hmm. do you still think that's, like, its main purpose now, or do you think that it's helping you in, like, a different way?
Okay, yeah, I think it's definitely been helping to continue to grow me in other ways. I think it's... Especially as believers and just people in general, it's always important to have, like, people you can connect with mm-hmm. and having close friendships, people you can talk to, and just knowing the difference of what it feels like when you don't have that and mm-hmm. you don't have people pouring into your life or encouraging you or feeling like you're isolated and you pretty much just have your family, which is what... It was kind of like before I transferred to Ferris. I just mm-hmm. had my immediate family and didn't really... I had, like, one friend, and that was about it. And so kind of moving from that and getting connected with Real Life and just having so many deep and meaningful friendships now and just amazing people who continue to, like, encourage me and check in and build me up, I think... It's been so helpful because even now that I'm, like, graduated and I'm not technically a student anymore, mm-hmm. They've still... One thing that I love about Real Life and just the friends that I have there is just how intentional that they are and how they approach relationships mm-hmm. and community and how big a priority that is for them. Definitely... been evident in how they've continued to reach out to me, continue to, like, check in throughout the week. I'll get, like, texts from some of my girlfriends, and they'll just, like, ask how I'm doing.
Which is nice, because, like...
Which is really nice,
Sorry, I'm going to cut you off. even when I visited, mm-hmm. like, and I've come to a couple things, like, there's still people who are like, hey, mm-hmm. I'm so-and-so, hey, I'm this, and I'm like... Oh, okay. Hey, people. Like, mm-hmm. they're just very, not, like, in your face, but they're like, welcome to Real Life.
They want to make you feel known.
Right, and they, like, they made me feel very seen right away, and mm-hmm. there was, like, she took me to one of their, like, harvest party things, and it was so mm-hmm. fun, and I was able to just, like, they had a whole different group of, like, people, and it was just so cool to meet. They had a lot of international students, too, mm-hmm. so I was able to talk with them, and I was like, Jocelyn's like, I don't know how you can just talk to people. And I'm like, I don't know, just because that's what God's blessed me with, is I just am very talkative, and I just can talk to people randomly.
Well, and, like, I mean, this is, like, blessed you with the people that God right. wants you to have mm-hmm. to, like, bring you out of your shell a little bit more, because you're mm-hmm. not, like, as outgoing as Linnea is. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he brought... I mean, you have to... It's so crazy to think about, because, like, he brings these specific people, because I'm sure mm-hmm. if he brought other people into your life, like, it may not have worked out. It may not have, like, brought you out of your shell a little bit more. And so, like, I think that's, like, such a cool thing to think about, is, like, how he brought those specific people mm-hmm. through this group all together just to, like, you know, make you... What's the word I'm looking for? Just kind of, like, help to grow you mm-hmm. and, like... just be able to get to the point where you, like, feel comfortable going and doing these things with community. And even people that, like, I'm sure there's people that show up randomly that you've never met before. Mm-hmm. And so, like,
there's a lot of people. Like, she's like, wow, I don't even know some of these people. The last thing we went to, she's like, there's a lot of people. But it's so cool because they're all very nice.
Yeah, they're all very welcoming. And I think it's funny that you mentioned that, too. I definitely have noticed since coming to real life and just feeling comfortable in my community too. I've definitely become more confident. Which is such
like an important thing because like you can be in a community, but like sometimes I feel like you can feel like you're kind of like in the corner, like in the shadow, and like you know, you don't feel like you really fit in. But and so like having the right people in that community is such a huge thing.
Yeah, it's funny because like I didn't used to have like a lot of guy friends before coming to real life, but now like for the community group, the small group that I'm in, most of the people who are coming now are mostly like student athletes.
They're like these mostly really big football guys.
All these football guys, and like what's funny is like I connect so well with them. We banter, we just mess around with each other.
It's so interesting because like you're meeting people that you probably would have never met before because of this, because they're from like different groups or different things. But it's like I think it's so cool to see how like God brings all these people from different like groups and like other communities and you know, bringing them together and you know,
and the fact that it's like all based off of like God. Like how cool is it? It's like you have all these
sharing
people
that connection,
right? And God calls us to live in community, so I think that's one really awesome way that like God has blessed you. And like I would say even like the last like year and a half, I've seen Jocelyn change like in her joy and who she is as a person versus like when she was in college and when I was in college, like both of us were in the dumps. I'll tell you, it was so hard. But like even like recently, I've just seen so much more like joy and intentionality in who she wants to connect with, but also like seeing her be happy because she has community and friendship has been so cool.
And it's based off of God.
Right. And it's based off of because, you know, sometimes you wonder, like, why am I in this season? Why do I struggle with this? Why do I feel so alone? But sometimes I think it's, like, God preparing your heart for, like, the overabundance of joy that he's going to give to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, if you hadn't been in the place that you were before you went into Young Life and stuff like that, and, like, you might have never actually gotten there. And I think that's something that's, like, so important that we forget about sometimes. It's, like, legitimately he has us in those certain seasons for a reason, as much as like it can like, you know, be like super useless. Hard and like stupid. And but like in reality, if we weren't in that place in life, then we wouldn't probably like, you know, be finding these people and finding these things. I mean, like the way I met Brennan was like I was looking for some sort of community in like the Grand Rapids area for when I move out this fall, and like
don't talk about it.
Anywho, but like it's just it's so interesting because like there's always different opportunities, but like God brings you to the right one for you because like you could have gone to some other totally different group, you could have gone to a different college, but he brought you to that college and to that real life group for a reason, because you know going to a different one you wouldn't have, you know, had the same experiences that he wanted you to have.
How would you say, kind of like ending with this kind of question, how would you say like God has helped you discover your purpose like as a Christian when it comes to your community and your goals and your desires? Like what would you say he's been encouraging you in, but also kind of leading you in, like being supported by people around you?
So this is something that I've still been praying about, and I feel like God is still like working or slowly like revealing to me as I've been walking out in faith in this area. If you had asked me a year or so ago if I had wanted to go into ministry, I would have said no. Flat no. No, thank you. That's not something for me.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. That's not for me. Just having grown up in ministry and just kind of seeing, I know, both sides of the church and just how messy it can be, while also, like, beneficial, but I don't know,
there's a lot
that I had seen. It's just a lot.
Especially as a pastor's kid. If you're a pastor's kid, you understand there's great things about the church, but you also see
there's also a lot.
The hardships and the spiritual warfare and stuff like that. But
since coming to real life, and kind of being challenged in my walk and how I want to be used in the church and by God, and I'm just considering how God can be using me and my spiritual gifts and taking that into consideration with, like, my career and where I see myself in mm-hmm. addition to, like, community. I definitely feel a pull towards getting involved with ministry, specifically campus ministry, and mm-hmm. hopefully I'm prayerfully considering getting involved with Real Life, and mm-hmm. hopefully if things work out, hopefully volunteering with them yeah. next semester, but we'll just see how mm-hmm. that goes. But I don't know, I just definitely feel a call specifically to Real Life just because of how much they have blessed me mm-hmm. and the relationships that I've made. If I can be even just a fraction of that to another student and be able to encourage and uplift right. other students in the way that they have encouraged me and blessed me in my walk with God. Mm-hmm. If I can even like do just right. a tiny bit of that for other people mm-hmm. And just help to plant those seeds and seeing how God's working in that would be amazing.
Would be awesome.
I
think like the saying when people are like, when your cup is overflowing, like you want to overflow in other people, like mm-hmm. when you are being filled
don't
up fully,
be a bucket dipper.
When you're, I learned. I've never heard that.
Because you didn't go to public
really? School. Oh, my word. Anywho. But when God is, like, filling up your cup so much and you finally feel like you're, like, reaching out to God, you're like, God, mm-hmm. please fill me with joy. Please give me this. Like, mm-hmm. I'm reaching after you, and now you're being fulfilled by Christ. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, you can see it. Like, I can see it in you. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got so much more joy. There's so much more happiness. There's so much more desire.
And now
to,
she
like,
just wants to share that with others.
Right. It's like, well, it's like being a little flashlight.
That has a lot to do with something like
a flashlight for Jesus. Shine your light. He gave you the batteries.
It's like literally what they've been talking about at Pathway, which is Brennan's parents' church that we go to. Mm-hmm. And like, he was just talking about like, our purpose isn't specifically to like be here for God. It's to be here for others, to lift them up to God. Mm-hmm. Like, that's our purpose here. Mm-hmm. And as Christians, and like what we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. It's just in like different ways. It's not always in like ministry. It can be in like
so
you know,
many different platforms.
Exactly. It's like, and I think that there's a lot of stigma around it. And I feel like a lot of the time people think like, you have to go into ministry to do stuff like that, mm-hmm, but that's mm-hmm. so not true. And, yeah. like, no matter what you're doing, you can find ways to, mm-hmm. like, uplift God. And, like, even being in, like, media or something like that, like, yeah. you can use that, mm-hmm. like, to show God's light and, like, you know.
Because there's a clear difference in people's yeah. heart when you see how they act. And yeah. when you see, like, that person has so much joy in their life, I wonder what it is. Mm-hmm. And, like, the joy of the Lord can be spread through any career path. It doesn't have to be specifically through ministry. I think it's so cool how, as Christians, we are given so many different platforms in our life to spread the light for Christ, mm-hmm. and it's not a specific
thing. Even this, like,
yeah,
you
like,
know?
Being able to talk and, like, Jocelyn being able to share her testimony, and, like, if any of you guys are in college, it is a clear sign for you to get involved with some sort of young adult group if that you have mm-hmm. that, or seek
find
search.
Some kind of community.
Find community, mm-hmm. yeah,
because it's so important. I mean, like, specifically for me, like, I don't have that at all. I have mm-hmm. literally one friend and my boyfriend, and so, like, mm-hmm. you know, me thinking when I'm thinking about when I'm going to Grand Valley in the fall, I'm like so excited to be able to be more involved mm-hmm. in the well and like, you know, be a part of a house group or something like that. And so like, I don't think people realize how much community and having that can impact them until they don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, just like for me going and being in high school and having people around me all the time that I can at least talk to, it's like, it's so different when I went to MCC and yeah. there was no
it just
one
disappears.
Around me mm-hmm. and yeah. you're like, wow. And it's like that now, that's like all I crave. It's like, it's mm-hmm. what I want so badly. And I think like, it's not just one, it's just not something that God puts in one person. It's in all of us, mm-hmm. whether we realize it or not. Right. Like, it's always there. Like, he does, we're not meant to be alone. I mean, that's the whole reason why God created Eve for Adam, because mm-hmm. he didn't want us to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Word. But I think that's so good. And, like, just being able to take from Jocelyn's experiences what she has grown in has been incredible, of like her personal testimony with the Lord, but also seeing how,
I think it's also, it shows that like just because you grew up as a Christian, it doesn't make it any easier on us.
Yeah.
Because you have to have your own path and you have to make it your own faith. Mm-hmm. And like, even though you grew up as Christian, you still struggle with anxiety and depression and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I did that too.
Yeah, I still do.
I grew up in a Christian household myself. And so like, you know, it just shows that like everyone's broken in some sort of way, mm-hmm. no matter if they grew up in a Christian household or not. And like God wants you as you are and not as you want yourself to be perceived as.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd say, with one last thing, what would be your best advice for somebody who's maybe like going into college right now, or a freshman in college or something like that? What would be your best advice to them?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that I would say is find your community. I know a lot of people will say that, and mm-hmm.
Don't settle for it either. I think that's a good point, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, finding your community, especially getting involved and connected with a Christian community, is the biggest piece of advice that I wish I had taken earlier, especially when I had started community college.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is the biggest and most important thing that I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you're going to see growth and you're going to see life change even if you don't expect it or mm-hmm. not. So I'd say, like, even to like the person who doesn't really know, there is a college group or it's something new starting.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just takes your initiative to show that you care.
Yeah.
Because then people are going to say, oh, well, who's this new kid? Who's mm-hmm. this new girl? Who's this new guy who wants to come in? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
You know, the Lord is going to bring you to the right places at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, as Jocelyn's testimony kind of told, it's all in God's timing. So it's like he let you go through the struggles
mm-hmm.
to bring you to where you are today.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, like, seeing you as my sister grow, you've probably been the happiest now, like, coming out of college
mm-hmm.
that I've ever seen you be. Because the Lord has blessed her with intentional friendships and true, like, brothers and sisters in
People
Christ.
People that helped her grow, too.
Right.
You know? That's the other thing, like,
people
if you're
who
in a community who's just gonna like kind of like almost like fuel your fire in a way and mm-hmm. like push you more into those bad things that you're struggling with,
mm-hmm.
like you have to make sure you're in a community with the right people who are gonna push you to be better and not mm-hmm. necessarily let you just kind of sit there in the darkness and like be like, oh yeah, it's okay, you can be sad, just keep being sad, like
just be miserable and see how your life goes. No, but I think that's awesome that real life has been so impactful to you and that it's changed your life in so many ways. And so thanks, guys, for listening to this episode. It was great having you on, Jocelyn, just being able to talk about your testimony and kind of how God has grown you and where you are today. I think that's it for us today.
All right, guys.
Bye.